Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Oh, hi, Kyle.
Oh,
hi, Kyle.
Oh, happy new year, Kyle.
A happy new year to you too. Hey, guess what? It is January 3rd, 2017.
Whoa.
17. I'm super glad I have a DSer. I could have said 16, but then that would be wrong. Cause hey, it's a new year. How's your year been so far? It's been a year since I've talked to you. No, that's not. I'm supposed to say, hey, we'll talk to each other next year. And then we don't. And then we go a whole year without speaking to each other. And everyone gets mad.
There's a number that's been changed. Actually, three numbers have changed since we last spoke.
Oh, okay. Is it your home telephone or your cell phone? Does anyone actually have a home telephone anymore?
I don't. I certainly do not. You know what? I don't even think it crosses anyone's mind.
Do you call your cell phone your home phone?
No, I still refer to it as my cell phone if, you know, like on the forums on the internet.
Right. But if someone asks, like the first one is always, what's your home telephone number? Do you put your cell in there or do you say or do you put nothing? Is it required? Is it not required? There's so many choices.
I don't think people ask for your home phone. Like face to face, I don't think they say, can I get your home phone, please?
I need your home telephone number now.
Yeah, no, I think they say, what's your phone number? And you give them your cell number because they get it. They understand that, oh, good, I have, you know, total access to your number now all the time. I can call you whenever and you will answer.
But they need to know whether or not they can text you, right? Or do you?
Oh, yeah,
I guess on an iPhone,
you got to give them a little wink.
Yeah,
when you give them the number,
you can. Nice thing. The thing I miss probably the most about the iPhone is iMessage, where you can type in the person's number, and once you see that little name, that little number, switch over to that blue bubble, then you know you're in business. Because that's
hold on, Kyle. You don't see it ever. Shift over to the blue.
That's
because
what I'm,
you're
that's
an
what I'm
Android. Saying. You dumb.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that was one of the things that I liked about the iPhone.
I mean, not only are you dumb, but you're sick.
True. Hey, I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
I'm gross. You sound awful.
I'm on the mend. Everything is fine.
What did you have?
I think it was an old fashioned, just with a twist. Can you make it a double this time? Please.
What? Kyle.
I think it was just like a normal cold of sorts.
You know, the huge.
The huge cold. I did not cough into a Petri dish, swab it, and then PCR my cold. I guess I wouldn't be able to PCR my cold.
Just the fact that you know how to do that means that you should have done it.
Yeah. I'll put my cold into the GCMS and then we'll see where the peaks are. And so I know how to fight.
GMC?
IHOP. I have to go tinkle.
Okay.
For some reason, strangely, if you haven't heard a single sound in this episode, mainly because Qcart, the application that we use for our sounds, seems to think that I don't have a license installed in it. So that's nice. Yeah, that's really cool.
Is it because of the new year?
It could be. Hey,
that's
it only lasted for 1 year and now you don't have it anymore.
No, licenses should be lifetime.
Don't tell that to Grandpa Kenny. Because once he hits that age where he can't drive anymore, you take that license away.
Exactly. It's a lifetime license until you take it away. Are you saying that Qcart took away your driver's license, Kyle?
Yes.
To drive the Qcart?
They're not. Okay. I guess I'll just have to do the sounds. 2017 is the sound of the human soundboard. Are you ready?
It already was the human soundboard. I mean, I was essentially the entire soundboard. There's no, you know.
That's true. That is very true. Okay. I didn't think about it that way, but I will need you to really step up today and reenact.
So if I say something stupid or, yes, or profound,
please, if you would, just
actually,
just,
I think sick Kyle doing the throw up sound is more applicable.
Okay.
Than anything I would say from this end.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. It's a really good idea.
Can we talk really quick? I don't know if this has been just, you know, slammed into the ground. Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve, essentially the new year, because I think it was at night whatnot.
It's pronounced Marie Curie, I believe. But that's fine.
She discovered uranium.
Yeah.
And she's saying really high.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read the story from, oh man, I'm gonna read the story from the New York Daily News. This is the title: Mariah Carey, Milli Vanilli, Ashley Simpson, and the worst lip sync fails. Mm. So I didn't watch anything on New Year's Eve. I crashed at like 10.
Really? You didn't even get to midnight?
No, I didn't. I had to drive the next day. For the entire day. I was driving from the Oregon coast down back to my abode in Modesto. And that's about a 12 hour drive.
Yikes.
I needed my sleep. So I guess I skipped this when it happened live. But when I awoke the next year, I heard all about it. And I'm going to read just what this says. Mariah Carey dropped the ball, get it, on New Year's Eve as she lip-synced her way. Don't do that. Well, don't do that.
I'm doing the scary music for you.
I don't think this is scary. It doesn't warrant the scary music. I know,
but that's what I would have pressed when the soundboard was still working.
You should work on that.
Okay.
While I read this.
All right, I'll figure this out.
Anyway, okay, so Mariah Carey dropped the ball on New Year's Eve as she lip-synced her way through her hits. Oh, so she's saying more hits? More than one hit? At Times Square before finally giving up. It just doesn't get any better, she said before leaving the stage. Oh, man. The pop icon brushed off the flub with a follow-up tweet later that evening. She said, stuff happens, but instead of stuff, she said the other S word.
What?
Carey said stop. Early Sunday.
No, what? That's not the one. Oh, okay.
She also said, have a happy and healthy new year, everybody. Here's to making more headlines in 2017. I'm sorry, Mariah Carey, but the only headlines you ever make are when you sing terribly and the holidays.
So I think the problem is here throughout the holidays, folks are listening to Mariah Carey's Christmas album nonstop on repeat. I don't know about you, but that's what my holiday is. It's not a holiday until Mariah Carey is on repeat in my jukebox.
Right. In fact, when I was asking my Google Home to play some Christmas music, every single time it would go to the one playlist with Mariah Carey at the beginning of the playlist singing some stupid Christmas song. I hate that.
Wow. Okay. Well, while you're being Scrooge McDuckerson, I thoroughly enjoy the album, and really it's putting Mariah, can I just call you Mariah? It's putting Mariah up onto my goodness.
Sorry, my lip sync, it failed. And then you heard my real voice.
Sure it did. Yeah. I'm gonna watch this
really quick.
Hold on, I do have your real voice here somewhere, because I think I have fixed this. Where? Yeah. Yeah, it's back. But we're putting this Mariah Carey person up onto a pedestal for the entirety of the holiday season, all the way through December, into what was supposed to be the pinnacle, the peak of her singing for you in the holidays, right? And when it doesn't work out the way that you want it to, when it doesn't sound pristine and like you have spun the fine CD in your multi-5 CD changer many, many times, then you're disappointed.
Well, and, okay. And this is what I found out what the problem was here.
Tell me.
She started a song, or she was in the middle of a song, and her vocal track was gone. And so she's up on stage, and she's like, she's on TV, and it appears as though she's come to the realization of, oh no, I have to actually sing my track. It is no longer just there, and I mouth the words. And so she's laying it out there for everybody to hear. She's just going, well, I guess we got this. We got the backing track, but we don't have the other track. That's what she's saying. She's admitting fault.
Okay.
And then you hear like the background, like the background tracks, like, ooh, ooh.
So it's doing,
that's what okay. It sounds like.
Yeah.
And then so it does her high note.
Yeah.
And she's talking over her high note.
Okay. Like and talking. Maybe it's like slam poetry. Like maybe, right. Maybe she just decided, you know what?
She's just William Shatnering the Rocket Man here on New Year's Eve.
Going to change things up now. Happy.
Oh man. New Year. If we had a singer like Mariah Carey, just completely, you know, 180 switch to spoken word all mm-hmm. of a sudden. Mm-hmm. How cool would that be? I would totally be on board.
Be great. Yeah. I support artists being more exploratory. I think that's what we need.
Now,
we absolutely need that.
That doesn't give, though, William Shatner the license to now switch to non-spoken word.
Right? I think it truly does. It absolutely does.
Because I don't think I'd be on board with that.
He's
old.
No, so, yeah. And? I feel like you're derailing us a bit here, bringing us over
I'm
to
sorry.
William Shatner. That's not what we need right now. We need to get back to this. So I have a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
So in this performance, let's say.
Yeah.
Is it outdoors?
Outdoors, yes.
Okay. So they're
cold.
Right. So, I mean, your voice is definitely not going to be like you're on stage in Vegas in a temperature controlled room where it's optimal for your vocal cords, right? Super cold, I think that's strike one. That's one reason to not have to actually sing during that performance. Number two is going to be the outdoor set in general, right? If it's windy, or if for some reason there are issues with wind socks, you know, like your socks aren't working, there's too much wind, maybe because it's so cold you're getting exasperated, or the mm-hmm. the condensation from your voice is ending up onto the microphone during
that
the presentation.
That sounds weird.
That would it would sound like this, and we don't need Robo Carry. So I.
Well, but we are getting Robo Carry with the lip syncing.
No, it's really her voice. At some time, it's her
voice from like 20 years ago.
That's right. It is a time dilated Mariah Carey performance.
If it's her hits for
a new year from a past year. If you think about, okay, bringing this all the way back to Captain Kirk, it's the prime directive. Mariah Carey is from another planet, and she thinks, and she needs to follow the prime directive by not allowing her current voice to be heard. She can only harness the power of her past voice. Otherwise, she will impact future events on this planet. Period.
Okay. So you're saying not only is she from another planet,
yes.
but she's from another realm, like time realm.
Yes.
Where we have access to her real voice from years past, but okay, I don't know what you're saying.
She was taken into the future. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't want to speculate, you know? We need to hear the full story. It'll come out eventually, really.
I want to do a study.
Okay.
This is a little unrelated. I'm looking at the New York Daily News website currently. And the trending, so they have five trending like topics at the top of their website.
Okay, let's get in the headlines then, and you can give me the top five trending topics today, Kenny. These are today's headlines. Go.
Wait, how'd you get the song? Anyway. Okay, so we got Mariah Carey. We have the Second Avenue Subway. George Michael, Ronda Rousey. Is that her name?
Yes.
Rousey. And Russia.
The country. The entire country.
The entirety of Russia. I want to have like a list of, you know, 2016 January 1st trending topics. 2015, you know, go back in the years and see what were trending. I it's hard to say trending topics, but I guess what were the top stories of the brand new year for each year? That'd be anybody out there have that? If you're listening, well, and you problem, have access
the problem
to that,
would be I want, that I want the it. New year I want would it, always I want be it. One. And those are today's headlines.
I think we just need to listen to you do this.
It's good. I'm telling you, no more sounds, no more actual sounds, no more real sounds, just voice sounds. I mean, I think I could show up Mariah Carey by doing all of the morning show sounds, all tapping my temple right now. They're all up here.
Thanks for allowing us to visualize
and
that.
And really, in actual conversations, in real life conversations that I have with real life people, I try my best to not use my vocal version of the soundboard because it's really awkward. In actual conversation.
Yeah. Huh?
Like when
I got a couple things for you, Kyle.
Okay, go ahead. Go. You're just going to take me out of here. Bring me somewhere else. Take me
That's
to
That's right. I'm going to try to steer you planet. In a different direction.
Okay, let's
That's
go.
Right. We're done with Mariah Carey. Moving on to a little bit of something funny. You know how they're doing the Celebrity Apprentice this year?
Yes.
Like it's starting up soon and you'd think, how are they going to do that without Donald Trump? Well, here's how they're going to do it. They're going to bring in
last night. It premiered last night.
Oh, okay. Well, they brought in, I have to speak in the past tense now. They brought in Arnold Schwarzenegger. Did you watch it?
No, of course not.
So what do you think his catchphrase is? You're fired. What do you think it is?
I had
a couple ideas of what I wanted it to be.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, I don't know if you actually saw the promotional advertisements for.
No, I don't watch TV
for that program. Of course, you watch TV.
I don't watch TV.
I don't watch live television. Don't be like that. Of course, you watch live television. There are points in your life where you are watching live television.
Not on NBC.
What about foosball?
There's only one or two games a week on NBC, and I don't watch either of those.
Okay. Well, in any case, they are running advertisements on that television program that you mentioned. In between football games and before whatever hockey classic was on this weekend. That was
a good game, by the way.
Of course.
I mean, it was a blowout, but it was a good game.
It was a blowout after they pulled their goalie with 3 minutes left in the third period because they scored an extra one. But that,
unfortunately, that's all I was able to catch.
Yeah. It was a good game. Other than that, the great game was the Rose Bowl. I don't know if you saw that.
I was keeping up with it with ESPN notifications.
No. The Ocho.
I really wanted to watch it. I was doing other stuff.
Yeah, no, you gotta find a way to watch it because it's there were incredible catches. Anyway, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Got it.
What were we even talking about? The Apprentice. So they've got an advertisement where they speculate just as you are now about what the phrase is going to be. They mention namely.
Let me see if I can find that.
Okay. They mention namely, I'll be back. Get to the choppa.
Uh-huh.
Or can't remember the other one. Doesn't matter. In any case, I think he's just going to say you're fired.
Oh, wait,
that's what I think. What was your speculation?
Maybe contrary to what they all thought, I thought it would be That's the one. I thought it would be something like, you know how he says, I'll be back, right? Okay,
yeah.
In Terminator, you won't be back.
You won't be back.
Because he's telling the loser, right?
It's going to be based on one of his old movies? Come on.
Kyle, why else would they bring in Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Because
he's not going to be promoting his mobile app thing. What is it called? Wars?
That's Governor Schwarzenegger to you, pal.
Kyle, this promo is about them assembling a robot.
That's probably not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay, wait. Let me find the one you're thinking of.
You thought that it was going to be based on some old movie. What did it end up being then?
Are you ready for this?
I'm... Ooh, 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 ooh.
It's You're Terminated. It's like they're not going to be born anymore.
That's bad. He doesn't say you're aborted. He's simply saying You have been. Does he say you have been terminated or no, you're terminated?
You're YOU apostrophe
R O.
You are terminated.
Hey, now you're terminated. Terminated.
If Arnold Schwarzenegger had dyslexia, he wouldn't even be able to say his name. He'd be like, it's Arnold. I can't even do it.
It's fine. It's good.
Swagger Schnauz.
Yes.
I can't do it.
That's really bad. That's really bad. Well, are you going to watch then?
No.
Of course
what
not.
What a waste of time.
Yeah. Speaking of a waste of time, I'll move you on. We don't need to talk about The Apprentice. Nobody cares.
No, you're right. No one cares.
No one cares. Everyone cares about The Bachelor. Nobody cares about The Apprentice. There are probably podcasts dedicated to The Apprentice, but...
Apprentice? Is that what you said? The dentist?
The dentist.
Hold on a second. If my dentist...
tooth has been extracted...
Yeah, exactly. If my dentist, every time that they were, you know, working on my teeth and they're like, I found the cavity, you're terminated.
Can we not talk about dentists talking to you into your mouth?
God, they're wearing a mask.
No.
Yeah, if they weren't wearing a mask.
Is that what they're supposed to do?
Wait, does your dentist just like open mouth kiss you?
Yeah.
Like, right there with the spit?
That's how I get my cold sores.
Hey, no, Kyle, let me tell you about... Not cold sores, but I had a canker sore.
Hey, let me tell you this.
So that's interesting to me.
Tell me.
What happened? Where are you getting these sounds?
I've got them all now. I put the license in and everything's hunky dory.
So I had a canker sore, which I didn't know it was a canker sore until a few days after I had it, but I have, and it's still a little bit there, but I've practically eliminated it. It's not on my cheeks. It's not on my gums. It's not visible when I open my mouth.
Is it on your tooth?
Under my tongue.
Under your tongue. Okay. All right.
Like, okay, so go ahead, everybody listening, in fact. Everyone, go ahead, open your mouth. Lift up your tongue. Yeah, exactly. Don't throw up. Lift up your tongue. And then on the right side of the fleshy part of where the tongue kind of like connects to your mouth, right there, like the most meaty part of the tongue, that's where I have a canker sore. Okay? Now, here's the long and short of it. I couldn't do anything, it felt like. Every single...
I was immobilized. I couldn't move.
No. I couldn't talk correctly because my tongue hurt to talk.
Uh-huh.
Because that's how you talk with your tongue.
Let me tell you.
In fact, if we had done this show a week ago, I would sound like this.
Oh.
It hurt so bad. It hurt so bad. I couldn't talk.
Could you just get your tongue? So mad. Could you get your tongue like lanced off, maybe? Just the whole...
actually, just get a rusty pair of old scissors and just slice it off.
Oh. Was it swollen? I mean, this is not medical morning show with Kyle and Kenny where we talk about the weird growths on our body. You can check out Three Guys, Three Questions for that. We don't need to talk about our growths.
Yeah, you don't even have to ask me a question about this. I'll just tell you.
Okay.
It hurt to swallow because it was the towards the back of my tongue.
Oh.
And so using the back of my tongue to swallow. It was hard to like spit. Like if I was brushing my teeth and I had stuff in my mouth, it hurt to spit that out.
Yeah.
Chewing was off the table. Like I could not, it hurt so. Yeah. It was like that. Every time I tried to take a bite of anything.
Chewy.
That's right. Chewy. You got it. You got it, Kyle. It didn't matter which side of my mouth I was chewing on because to move the food around your mouth, you use your tongue. Go ahead. Just try it right now. Just imagine chewing something without using your tongue. Thank you for trying. No.
I have a couple of things in here I could chew, but I guess... I don't know. It wouldn't... No.
No, we don't want that, Kyle. Anyway.
So you felt... It seems like you felt... completely useless.
I did.
You couldn't do anything.
Now here's the crux of the operation here.
It's pronounced crew.
Here's the crew of the situation here, Kyle. Here's the rub. I was on my quote vacation, the time I wanted to just sit back and relax and eat good food. And I was on the coast and I could eat awesome seafood. Nope, not this week because I had the stupid thing in my mouth and it hurt so bad. I couldn't enjoy anything
at all.
At all. It hurt so bad.
Do you know what caused it?
You know what? I looked up so many websites. I probably have to just go to the doctor and ask them what happened.
Yeah.
But every single website was like, canker sores are just weird. They just kind of happen. We don't really know where they come from. And when I was reading that, I thought, that's absurd. How do you not know where they come from? And then it would list off like, well, this is a possible, you know, cause.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking back to all the food I've eaten and all the things I've done. And I was thinking back maybe. And so I think I may have landed on the cause. So the day after Christmas, Kyle and I went to go see Rogue One in theaters. And I guess lucky for me, we didn't get food at the food don't want to say food court.
Oh my gosh. But we have to talk about that.
We'll talk in just a second. That's a little tease.
Okay.
Because we didn't, I will say this. We didn't get any food for the movie. And we saw the movie, and then after the movie, we went out to go get some food because we were so hungry. We were starved, I suppose.
No, nope.
But not really starved.
No, not actual starvation. Because, no,
but
because
we were, yeah,
that's not.
We were very hungry, and we went to a place, and I got the fried chicken and waffles, and I loved it. But I think that's where this came from. It was.
It came from the butt?
It came from the butt. No. Ew, gross. The cause, I believe, is the fried chicken that I ate. It was very crispy. I liked that it was very crispy, but I think I may have cut my tongue on it. I may cut my tongue, and that cut either got infected or something. I bit myself, some sort of thing where just right there, and it started getting, you know, a little sore and infected maybe. And so the next day I drove up to Oregon, where I was spending vacation, and that whole day my tongue started getting more, it hurt more and more, and I was like, why is it hurt so bad? I hadn't even looked at it. I was just like, why is it hurt so bad? I didn't know where the sore was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know why it happened. And so I was going back in my head all week. I was trying to think of what caused it. I think it was the fried chicken after the movie.
So
I'm not saying it was a bad thing that it cut my tongue. What I'm saying is
obviously it was.
Well, but I'm not saying that I'm mad at the fried chicken or the people who made the fried chicken. I'm mad,
you're mad at
the
me.
Fact that I probably ate too fast. I was not, you know, I was not eating correctly, and I cut myself.
I'm sorry.
Anywho, I will tell you though how I was able to remedy. Now, I looked up.
So there is a remedy then.
Well, there's a like three handfuls of remedies.
Oh, good. I only have two, so I can only try a few. Two. I can only try a couple.
If you juggle, that's three.
Ah.
Aha!
One's always in the air. One's always in
the your... one that I defaulted to was I don't even remember the name of the. It's like a solution that you can like rub on the sore, and then it like numbs it. But it's okay to like put in your mouth. It's not
cocaine.
Yeah. It's not like Lysol or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ammonia.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, Novocaine. No.
No, not Novocaine. You can't rub Novocaine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can.
Starts with an A?
Yeah. Albuterol.
Absinol. Ambisol. There it is.
Oh, okay. All right. And so you got rubbing. You got to rubbing. Okay.
Well, yeah. So I would use that, but it honestly would only work what felt like 20 minutes at a time.
Is that why you couldn't talk?
And you're only supposed to use it four times a day.
Oh.
So I would use it once, and then I'd be in relief for about 20, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then it would all come back, like all come washing back into my mouth, and it hurt. Ah! and then I just have to wait for a few hours, and then I could use it again.
Right. Well, that's terrible.
Now, I will tell you, though, I found another solution. And if you have a canker sore out there, or if you are prone to canker sores, here is the solution. This is proven. This is the proven solution. There is such a thing called alum powder. Okay?
I'm gonna Google furiously.
Alum powder. So this is cooking or baking powder.
Okay.
That or it's really used for making like crispy pickles.
What?
Crispy pickles. It's both a specific chemical compound and a class of chemical compounds. I'm reading from Wikipedia right now.
Okay, but, got it. Yeah.
But it is also like a miracle powder of health things. I guess because of whatever crisping chemical agent it's using for the reactive. I lost my train of thought.
So you're okay. Okay. So what you did was you got this alum powder.
That's right. I got the alum powder.
Okay.
And I bought it at a store in the spices section. This isn't even like the health section. This is the spices. This is what you eat.
Okay.
And what you do is you get a small amount, maybe the size of like a pea, like a pea from a pea pod.
Okay.
And you put that on the canker sore and you hold it there for a little over a minute. And then when you're done with it, spit it out. But don't wash it out. Don't use water. Don't wash it out. Just spit it out. Kind of let it linger. And then you wait. You maybe do this overnight. And the next day, not total relief, but like leaps and bounds. The best relief. The best, you know, type of relief that I had the entire week. And unfortunately, I did this at the very end of the vacation. I didn't find it until the end of the vacation. So I suffered the entire time.
So it's kind of like where were your keys? Well, they were the last place you looked.
Exactly. So I did that, and now it didn't go away completely. The pain is still there a little bit. I haven't used it again, but I will use it probably after the show's done because I'm working out my mouth right now.
And let's just do it. Food Tuesday. Let's put some alum powder in our mouth. Hey, did you know that it was used to make bread whiter in England in the 1800s?
Gross, because it is very bitter.
Yum.
Let's see. I'm going to read you some health benefits of alum powder.
It's used to fireproof wood.
alum block for shaving. So I guess it comes in a block form.
Yes, it does. In pharmacies in India.
Alum for canker sores. That's the one I used.
Bing, whip.
There we go. Alum for acne or pimples. So it cures pimples or acne naturally.
And you of just course.
Need a few ingredients.
Yeah.
Hair removal.
Oh, okay.
For wrinkles. I guess it eliminates wrinkles. Alum block or powder as a deodorant. Ugh, gross. For water purification. This is a lot of things that you can use it for. And I put it in my mouth.
It's used in taxidermy.
Here we go. Alum powder for athlete's foot.
Can you imagine?
You can put it in your mouth or on your foot.
Can you imagine? Yeah, exactly. Can you put your foot in your mouth?
Cracked heels.
Can you imagine a taxidermied tongue only? Just sitting
like a human tongue?
Yeah. No, well, maybe. Any tongue.
Like a crocodile tongue.
You would want a good tongue. Like an anteater's tongue? Doesn't an anteater's tongue go all the way to its stomach? Yeah, it's real long. Real long.
Alum powder for head lice?
It would look like you put a giant sausage onto a grill and it just like spiraled together.
Tonsillitis, nosebleed, dark circles under your eyes, Kyle.
Wow, I've got all these problems.
Now, one more thing. I just want to let you know the website that I was on has one of the most recent posts. I'm just going to read you the title.
Oh, boy.
Diarrhea before labor. All you need to know.
This episode of Morning Show is brought to you by Feed Press. Our friends over at Feed Press, they're made for bloggers and podcasters. You're probably a blogger or a podcaster. You should be. You feel like it. You want to try it out. You should. You should go over to feed.press/morningshow. You can sign up for a 14-day trial. It's no commitments at all. What they've got, Kenny, are some really useful tools. I'm just going to get a little bit of this saliva back into my face.
I couldn't do that with the canker sore.
Yeah, I'm going to try this alum powder today. I'm going to try it. I've got to go to the store. I've got to get it. Can I just lick a pickle? Maybe.
There you go.
Lick
a pickle.
Mm-hmm. Feed Press is a delightfully intuitive RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform with accurate analytics for RSS feeds and email newsletters. Bloggers and podcasters, tap into your RSS subscriber, geolocation, podcast download, or link tracking metrics. All of those come standard with all of their plans. And in a matter of minutes, Kenny, podcasters can create a feed and publish to iTunes like that. You just drop a file in there. You got 400 megabytes of storage that you can use unmetered, means unlimited downloads of that stuff. Just plop that right in there and boom, you're posted. You're good to go. Do us a favor. Go check out our friends over at FeedPress. 14-day trial. And if you want to buy after that, if you like them so much, if you like them as much as we do, you'll use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. Boom, 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 boom. Thanks, FeedPress. Whoop. Ah. So I've got,
all right.
Got a couple of more news stories. CES, that's happening soon, right?
Isn't that this week?
That's
they're already releasing information.
They're already CESing. They're already sessing all over the place over in Las Vegas right now.
Now let me just say it looks like this is the year. It looks like this is the year that the third party companies are going to copy what the first party companies have put out. So it Linksys is releasing. I already have a little bit. Linksys is releasing a series of, I guess, routers. I don't want to say routers because
it's pronounced Roderick. Damn it.
So I think what they're trying to do is they want to make, you know, more of a mesh network. And so you have a bunch of like hubs around and it they don't want a dead spot in your home.
Sure.
So you have more of them and it helps just like the Google Wi-Fi thing wants to be.
Yeah.
Everybody, including Lenovo and Mattel, want to have an Echo clone deal. Now that looks like, though, the trend this year.
Yeah, that though, the Lenovo thing seems to be based on Amazon's technology, though, because I believe you can
create... Oh, so it's the guts of an Amazon Echo.
It is, yes, with probably their own voice or some sort of other recognition
or
type stuff.
Probably more of a brain then.
Or operating system.
The Echo brain,
sure.
But inside of a Lenovo body.
Now you're talking about brains and bodies and
brains and bodies.
Things for, and Garko's getting jealous, I've got to say.
Oh, no, don't do that.
He's sad, super sad, super sad. Well, okay, so you're right. CES is happening right now. It's happening. There are a couple of stories that you have mentioned. I've got one for you. The Chrysler Portal. It looks to be basically an all-electric self-driving minivan. I'm going to try and send you this link here. Link copied. Sending this to you right now. Have you seen it already?
Yes, I did see this little screen cap, little deal thumbnail. I really like this.
It's a concept. It is a concept, and it looks like a concept. It looks like got into the 3D rendering software and just said, "Hey, let's make something."
Hey, here's my Minority Report fan drawing.
Yes, exactly. And Chrysler is saying, now get this, Chrysler says, quote, "It is the next generation family transportation designed by millennials for millennials."
Oh, gross.
Hoop, hop, blah, blah.
I am totally on board.
You're in it already?
That's right. With the fact that it is Chrysler, with the fact that it is all electric, with the fact that it is self-driving.
Sure.
And even, I'm even sure it's chock full of... We haven't
been able to figure that out yet, but sure.
Technology, right? I am not okay with the millennial stipulation there.
Now, what's the problem? What's the problem with calling a generation by its socially accepted given name?
No, there's no problem with that. The way that they say it, though, makes it sound super elitist. Like, here's the best generation creating for the best generation. That's what it sounds like. Because they're using it as they're using it as a selling point. And when you sell something, you try to sell the best, right?
Sure. Yes.
So to me, it sounds like they're saying all of the generations don't matter. All those old cars, gross. Yeah, gross. This one's a millennial.
Super gross. Look at this. I don't want a car made by an oldie. I don't want that at all.
I don't want an Oldsmobile.
No, I don't think Chrysler and Oldsmobile are. I don't think Oldsmobile exists first, but I also don't think Chrysler and Oldsmobile are affiliated with one another.
Why was Oldsmobile ever a car name?
Why
was that ever a thing?
It's an old.
Why wasn't there ever Newsmobile? I can't do it. Millennial Mobile.
Yeah. I know. No. I don't know.
Either way,
overall, this looks okay.
This would this be the new, because isn't Chrysler, aren't they the ones who are like, yeah, we're gonna give a bunch of our minivans to Google for their Google car deal, which is now Waymo.
All of the car makers are apparently working with folks to do that. Ford, I think, was the one that you were thinking of that was named.
Oh, okay.
Working with them. But I
gross.
I don't think it matters at all. I was trying to get that out while I was muted, but it's just not coming out. I'm feeling okay, Kenny. Everything's okay.
Awesome.
I think I'll be all right. Maybe.
Maybe.
Got another story to talk to you about. Let's just get to this. It's a list. It's a list. 8 futuristic foods you'll be eating in 30 years. We're going to go through these 8 foods and decide.
I have to wait 30 years to eat these.
You do. You in 30 years, this is what your entire diet will be based around. Now, there are some social implicative issues with food shortages and people not being able to eat and eventually having a population so large that we won't be able to sustain normal agriculture and things like that. Fine. We are not going to take that perspective here. We are going to simply talk about the fact that in 30 years, your diet may consist of eating these things on the daily. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Number one.
That's the worst number.
Don't.
Blah. I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay. Number one, bugs.
That's totally gonna ruin the bug's life for me.
Yeah, this one is Hopper. Hopper
that's just
looks
a food movie now, I guess.
Copy this one. Hopper looks like you put him in a straight jacket and then said, get in the pool, Hopper.
The pool?
Yeah, it's a tiny little bug sauna. No.
Okay.
Like bug jacuzzi.
Now, let me,
can you offer
you my rebuttal here?
Can you imagine a bug jacuzzi? Wow.
What you sent me was a photo. We may be able to put this in the show notes. I don't know.
Of course. Yes.
Kyle, where can people find the show notes?
You can find the show notes over at goodstuff.fm/morningshow.
Awesome. This is a photo of, there's 3 bowls. One bowl is full of caterpillar centipede looking things, looking like pasta. The next one is like grasshopper steaks. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to put this in terms that maybe are food related, but
sure.
they're just the full grasshopper.
Sure,
that's all it is. And then other grasshoppers is the other bowl.
Yes, crickets and grasshoppers.
I'm willing to bet that. Not Tibet, near China. I'm willing to bet that if we do end up eating bugs in 30 years, mm-hmm. they won't look like this. No. Right. They will have to be hidden. They will have to be masked in some way. Because ain't no way I'm eating the cricket looking like this.
Sure. And currently there are pastas and food bars. You have eaten one actually made of cricket flour.
Yeah.
So it's a great source of protein. I think it's something that we will try to use more of in the future. For number one, pretty good, right? Pretty good. But bugs for sure. We'll mark that one off. Yeah.
I'm sure we're already eating bugs in most of our food anyway.
That's the thing. Ye old peanut butter with mealworms in it trick, right?
Ye old extra crunchy peanut butter.
Number two, lab grown meat.
Okay, this I'm excited for.
Okay.
I want this so bad. I want the genetically created steak and hamburgers so we don't have to kill any more animals. Please.
Right.
Make it affordable.
I was watching a television program where they went back in time from a future where everyone was vegan. Apparently they ate entirety of bugs and lab grown meat and everything like that. When they went back in the past, the meat made them physically sick. Actual animal products made them physically sick. It was interesting. Well,
because you can't now, if you do lab grown meat, here's the thing: you're eliminating the environment, the way that the animal has been, processed basically.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of bacteria present in all of that. You may not want to believe so if you eat meat out there. But there's, there's toxic things that happen.
I mean, for real,
to get you that meat.
We don't want to give Kenny any more canker sores.
That's right.
In the future. So let's grow our chicken and waffles from the vine. I picked my chicken and waffles straight from the vine.
Chicken and waffle tree. I got over here to the chicken tree. And I go over here to the waffle tree. But it's not just a chicken. You don't have you pick the hen off of the limb. You pick the piece of fried chicken is grown next to all the leaves. That's so cool in my head.
Yes.
But if you do lab grown meat, you are hard pressed to find the replication of the bacteria found in such a process of what we have now. So our bodies are so used to that. The ingestion of the bacterias and everything, that if you eliminate that, fine. You're eliminating all the bacteria. But if you try to go back, bad things will happen. You are right.
Number three,
farmed fish. No. Just grow it in a lab. When are we doing farmed fish?
Just tiny.
We already eat farmed fish. Hold on a second. We already do this.
Yeah, but actually, so this fish is actually, though, from a farm. Like, it's swimming on land. It's in a pen with other chickens.
So what you're saying is that in the future, those wheels of animal sounds that we get for the children,
mm-hmm.
It'll you have pull fish. The string, and again, it does the Wheel of Fortune thing to that's a fish. What does a fish say? That's what the fish says right there.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. We already do this. I don't know. That sounds fine. I think the only way to make it sustainable is to farm them probably eventually. Yeah,
that's true.
This one, you're right. Yes, Kenny. Fake fish. That's number four. There are some things like synthetic shrimp that exist right now that you can buy. You can get fish balls. You like fish balls?
I don't know where this is heading.
You like fish balls?
Is that like a meatball, but it's made of fish?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Look at you.
That's like a
fish
cake. Fish cake.
Call me fish cake. Eventually, man, my throat is just, this is really getting to me. Eventually, yes, fake fish. Farm fish, fake fish. Booyah.
Number five.
Algae.
Okay.
Now,
isn't algae going to be our fuel source?
Could be.
Isn't that what they want?
Could be. They're just like other plants, Kenny. They feed off carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and turn real, real green. So yes, we could use them to kind of suck up a bunch of stuff, create energy. Some people have used them in solar panels and things like that we've seen
right
through the entirety of this show, this program here. They are also also a good source of omega-3 fatty acids, if that matters to you at all.
You know what? Those are just words to me.
What would you get from an algae? What would you want from an algae if you were looking on a menu in 30 years and it said pan-seared algae?
Pan-seared algae.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like that'd just be like a film.
Sous-vide algae.
You know, if it was like algae-wrapped lab-grown meat, maybe?
Mm, yeah. Like an algae maki.
Yeah, there you go. Or like it's fried in algae.
Liquid algae.
Yeah.
Soylent's already using algae powder, apparently. Am I saying that right? It's not algae?
Nah, I've heard people say algae.
Algae. Algae.
Because it's pronounced GIF and not JIF, so whatever.
Number six, GMO everything. GMO all the things.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah. We're going to have to eventually.
They're going to have to stop using the label.
Sure. What I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want, I want foods not to be GMO'd to the point of like, yeah, it's just, you know, it's working. You know, it's like the normal food you remember. I want you to get in there, scientists. I want you to get in there and make like blue food. I want that future food to look real future.
Like when you put a GMO tag on your food.
Yeah.
Really like sell it.
It's like putting sunglasses on your tomatoes.
Oh man. Blue tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
And like red. I almost said red peppers.
Red oranges.
Red oranges.
And orange lemons. Just mess people way up. Just be like, what? I went.
No. I went yellow to the GMO limes, grocery yellow store. Limes and green lemons. That's what you do.
Ah, yeah. It's not ripe. No, actually, it's the opposite of ripe. Get it right. You're in the GMO grocery store.
You'd have a fruit called a purple because you have an orange, which doesn't rhyme with anything, and then you have a purple that doesn't rhyme with anything.
We're not going to talk about that. Eminem begs to differ with you. Kenny, 3D printed food. Now, you could probably 3D print meat. Like, can you imagine a steak, but printed? To look like a chicken? So maybe that's the future. That's the future I'm discovering here. It's food that looks like what you thought it used to look like, but isn't what you think it's going to taste like.
So what you're saying is you're going to trick your brain into thinking you're eating something else.
Brain tricks.
And what's going to happen is that everything's just going to turn into a gray blob. And you're just going to go, that tastes like gray blob. And you're going to be fine with it.
But in the future, the problem is the only food that actually tastes like it should is Trix. It's Trix cereal. It's still just for kids. Only.
Yeah. Yeah, no, kids are going to be ruined in the future. They don't know. They won't know what's happening. I'm sure at this point, kids now probably have a completely like 100% different experience with food than we had growing up already in the past 20 years.
Already not taking you seriously.
Already not taking
you. Already.
Yeah. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I mean, so that's your future. Are you looking forward to it? Really? Are you?
I'm not looking forward to the bugs being number one, but I am looking forward to the lab grown meat is cool.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to blue tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or tomatoes with sunglasses. Either way, I don't.
Yeah.
If you can grow that, make it happen.
Or like carrots that looked like drumsticks.
What if you could eat? You could
play the drums with them.
Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty good idea. They'd have to be really strong, or you would break them and then eat them.
That's right.
You grab more.
You slam it on the snare. It snaps in half. It breaks and it like launches upwards. And then you catch it in your mouth. It's like a baby carrot that launches in your mouth.
What if you ate the fried chicken and waffles and it cured your canker sore? Like you eat one, it gives it to you. Then you eat the next one and it cures it.
I don't want it to give me the canker sore in the first place, Kyle.
But you go to the canker sore restaurant.
No.
Yeah. That's how you get there.
It's called the canker store. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you should check out some of the other great shows over at the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network at goodstuff.fm on the internet. There's some really great shows. They're posting episodes when we're not. So please go check them out. You can also email us, kyle@goodstuff.fm, if you want to just get in touch. That ends up in an email inbox that I check once a month. So do that, I guess.
Woohoo!
If you would. Boy, it's a new year. It's a new me. I feel like we've got a lot of new stuff on the horizon. I'm excited. Got a couple of ideas.
Okay.
We're also on the brink of a brand new website, which should with it bring some new shows eventually. So I'm quite excited for that. We hope you had a great year, maybe. And we hope that this year is much better than the last one. We'll talk to you next year. Goodbye. What?